All right, so it's a hot 90 degree day here in Austin, and we're about to go check out Marymore Searite Park. It's about a 3.5 mile loop. Hopefully it's going to get a little bit cooler as the day goes on.
So we're trying to find the trail, and it looks like we stumbled upon some sand volleyball courts. So I don't know that we actually got to the right spot yet, but here's some sand volleyball, so that's kind of fun.
All right, so apparently we went the wrong way. Now we're going back. We're on the disc golf course.
When you get to the sign at Marymore Searite Metro Park,
you'll see the bathrooms. Just go to the right. Okay, so here's a little life lesson. If you end up in the stables, these are the stables behind me, you can see them, you're not in the right place.
Okay, so I think we got here. Here's the parking lot over here, where you come in from Slaughter. And then if we turn the other direction, here's the cement and here's the gravel. And I think the cement is where we want to go, because the gravel takes you, if you see horse poop, I think you're going in the wrong way. Okay, this reminds me of the double rainbow. Does anybody remember the double rainbow? It's like that beautiful. It's the trail after all that time trying to find the trail.
The hike was pretty good. It was definitely off-roading quite a bit, but I guess you could have stayed on the road. So here we went about 7 miles, but we had to kind of go off the trail a little bit, so we had to go from the paved area onto kind of like the backcountry. So if you don't have that much time, you can go around. It's about a 3.5 mile loop. There are a lot of people running from apartments and houses around here, but you can totally add things onto it if you want to. I think this trail has something for everybody. Not only does it have an easy route that you can take just on concrete and rock, and a little bit of clay too, but then there are also more complex places. So I'd say it's kind of a choose your own adventure path. It was a great trail. Totally do it again. There's more to explore, so I'll come back and check out different parts of the trail the next time.